Oh, shit, I lost track of time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 381 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Dell, and with me, as always, is...
your king of paintball. And, yeah, don't mention that evil parade, because my kid doesn't remember that it's this weekend. And if he doesn't go, he's asleep anyways, but I don't have to bring him.
Nice.
I'm going to be really concentrated on getting my shit in order, and I am looking forward to that.
Nice.
How did I fuck up my city? Fucked up city skylines, brand new fucking game, gotta restart. God damn.
Terrible.
Like an amateur. Horrible.
Yeah. I was gonna come down for a conference, and then I was like, nah, I kinda wanna go to the, because I missed the parade last year with the kids, so.
You know, you could come to the one in Moncton, because it's Saturday night.
No, because this Saturday is not our Saturday.
Oh, so yeah, right,
so there's
right,
that
right.
Whole thing. It's no big deal. Well, there'll always be another conference.
Oh, for sure.
Sorry, I'm fucking with my mic. So this week, we're taking it kind of easy. We're relaxing a little bit. No intense conversations, but I figured we'd talk a little bit about, excuse me. You know, it's Black Friday coming up tomorrow for all of those in retail. Just survive. It's all you got to do.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck. Survive.
Good luck, guys.
I did it for way too many years, 15 years almost in retail. So just hold on tight. It'll be over soon. But that being said, a lot of the paint...
Bite the pillow.
I'm going in dry.
Oh, if you work at Walmart, they're fucking going in dry.
There is no mercy.
What's on your paintball Christmas list?
Yeah, we talk like, yeah, there's a bunch of paintball stuff on sale. So we thought, hey, let's take a look at what's going on out in the world. And if there's anything like on your, you know, on your paintball Christmas list, like what's out there? What are you looking for? We did have Guillermo.
You know what's on my Christmas list.
And
I'm having a hard time justifying it, but I might end up cracking and buying one yet.
Ooh.
For me, my Christmas list is a Nova.
Ooh. I was looking at those, man. I was like, $199? I mean it's $199 US, but
yeah, they're you know, $300-$400 by the time you get everything said and done.
But they're a fun little marker.
But I don't need one.
No.
Because my Shocker is an absolute beast. What the fuck do I need a better, right?
Paul wants funds to buy FSR. That's all Paul Ruddick wants. He just wants money to buy more FSRs.
Yeah, Daddy Paul just wants FSR because that's all they fire. I'm looking forward. You know what I want for Christmas is to go someplace and play some ball this winter. Be kind of nice. Really enjoy that.
You mean like somewhere warm or like Hillsboro?
Oh, no. Like I'd like to go someplace indoor, like go to Ontario for a weekend and just go and see those animals and enjoy a weekend of paintball in Ontario where I'm not freezing my nuts off. It'd be nice.
I don't know if that exists anymore, but if it does, I'd love to hear about it. I think it'd be a blast.
I will be making inquiries to some fine folks in Ontario. They'll tell me.
Yeah.
Or they'll tell me to piss off. One of the two.
Second choice would be to play the Euro MagFed game in Poland. That is on my to-do list. That is on my bucket list. I want to do that before it goes away. It looks like so much fun. It looks like an absolute blast. And I think it would be...
Those guys are fucking... Those games do look absolutely
animals,
mental.
And I want to be part of that.
We would have to revise our MagFed players are not good paintballers after that, though, because those dudes are scary as fuck. They get tactical, but then they're just going to still do very, very bad things to you.
I don't know if we'd have to redo it. I think they're still not going to be the best paintballers, but they're definitely going to be more aggressive. But we'll see. I think it'd be cool. It'd be fun to get a different vibe, right, to see what's going on.
Smoke, yeah, sure. Yeah. Had me at smoke.
Guillermo posted in the comment on the post, like when I made the quote unquote event, when I scheduled this thing, he said the CCM J12, which I was like, I know about CCM, but I don't know what the J12 is. So I had to go look it up. It's a pump. It's a pump that was discontinued, but I found one for sale. Complete dust black J12, only looking to move because he wants to buy another Cocker that recently surfaced. Has the full sizer kit, O-rings, keys, the sock. It's got all the sizers, right? It's flat black. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It is $2,750. It is $2,750 used.
That's a wee chunk of change.
That is a big, and that's US, by the way. That's a big chunk of change. The CCM, but you can go on their site. They still have pumps, which are the SS23s, which I guess are the newer generation, all sold out. All sold out. Not one.
Well, gives you an idea of what you're looking at then, like what kind of hardware we're talking here.
The CCM stuff, as far as I understand, I think they're all handmade. I think that's why they're so good. I think everything is kind of handmade on these things. They're pretty intense. They're pretty rare to find too. I've seen a couple out and about, but they are not a marker that you see floating around often. They're fucking neat though. Fucking neat. Yeah. So I was cruising around looking for stuff. I was like, man, what do I want? I kind of, because I have to rebuild my kit, right? Like, I've got nothing now.
That's true.
So I've got to rebuild. And I was looking, and I was like, maybe I'll get a new mask. Maybe I'll get a new tank, a new marker, all that kind of stuff. But I don't know if it's going to happen now because of school things. But, you know, it might. We'll see. But, yeah, like, everybody's got stuff on sale. I'm going to kill these goddamn cats.
What? Does our sponsor, DefConPaintball.com, DefCon Paintball gear? Let's go see what Big Daddy G has for us today. Let's go see.
He's got nothing on sale.
He has a promo code that'll give you 10% off all of your purchases. That's right. That promo code is Big Daddy G. If you use that, you can get 10% off almost all of your purchases, courtesy of Big Daddy G himself. So we can't say that there's no sales on, because there's always great deals from our friends over at DefCon Paintball.
There's always a deal. Always to be had. Alpha's in the chat over on YouTube. What's happening, Alpha?
Alpha, what's going on, buddy?
Want to know, Alpha, what do you want for Paintball Christmas? What do you hope the Paintball Santa brings your way? Because you know that Facebook picture is going to start floating around soon of that one that somebody photoshopped up of like Santa with a mask on and all that jazz.
Santa with a kit.
Yeah, it's the same one that shows up every year. Hold on.
What do we got?
Let's see if we go to Paintball Santa.
Tanks, smokes. I mean, yeah, definitely get some. We can get Daddy Paul some smoke. I mean, I'll bring some down for you anyways, pal. Don't worry. I'll be back to visit soon.
Let's see here.
What are you looking for? You're staring.
Yeah, I'm gonna
EMF 100. There you go. You know what?
Fine. Whatever.
You want a reliable piece of kit? Get yourself a reliable fucking piece of kit.
Sheeple.
Get yourself an EMF 100.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, stop it! Stop that! Just because you're right doesn't mean you're wrong.
No, the EMF 100 is a fine piece of kit, but it is very much the
if I could find one, like an inexpensive one, I wouldn't say no, purely because it is, listen, if it ain't broke, don't fucking fix it. It does the job. You want to play Maggie Fed? You're going to play Maggie Fed.
Let's see. Drops tomorrow. Ooh, the new DSR Plus.
Whoa. I will hear no shit talk about a TMC.
What?
I hear no shit talk of the TMC. It is a great MagFed marker.
No, he's not shit talking. Just... He says he loves me. Love my Mary Jane, a.k.a. the TMC Elite.
Oh, okay. My boy. I was like, hey. Oh, listen to Magui. The DSR, that thing looks
The DSR Dark
fucking.
that drops tomorrow.
Oh.
I mean,
Looks, listen, the DSR is a beautiful fucking marker.
it is.
Like.
I really see no reason not to have one, except
I mean,
that I can't afford it.
gonna. I was gonna say, if you're gonna replace your kit anyways.
No, but really though, I do have to replace everything.
Yeah, you do. You do. I've seen the inside of your storage unit. I'm surprised my storage unit is currently, I've got a little box stashed at the U-Haul warehouse. And first of all, 115 bucks for your storage at U-Haul. And you get a month free and 50 bucks if you're in the city of Moncton. And they will drop a box at your house so you can load. It's 280 square feet, 240 square feet of storage for 100 bucks a month.
That's pretty nice.
So I'm going to be really surprised when my coworkers start telling me that one of the boxes really smells like weed. We're not sure which one
And you're going
though.
to be like, I
And
know
I'm going to
exactly
be,
which one.
I know which box that is. That's kind of my bad. My bad. My bad.
It's money in their pocket. They don't, whatever, they don't have to know it's in the box.
No, that is actually a standing rule we have is I don't need to know what's in the box to take your money.
Nope. Don't know. Not asking questions. Don't care. The DSR Plus looks sharp. Santa wants me to bring me a JT contract. Okay. Are we talking like are we talking contract as in like you want JT to give you a bunch of free shit and or you want like JT to play, pay for you to play? Or are we talking like expand on that there, Chris? Or am I missing something entirely? Because I don't know about.
I mean, contracts, contracts, contract.
Yeah, I'm just making sure it's not like a weird piece of kit that I've never heard of before. Oh, that's right. And I knew I recognized that name. Yeah, the custom lenses. That would be pretty dope.
Okay, yeah, you definitely want a JT
That would
contract.
be pretty dope
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
to
That'd be a very good Christmas gift. It's a very
right,
good Christmas
right?
gift. Oh, yo.
What if you trying to get the lenses cheaper than full price? Could you not set up a wholesaler's account through like Badlands or DefCon or whoever your like closest
Have you considered whoring yourself out?
feet pics are always a thing, man.
Oh, man, my feet are fucked.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people pay for the gnarly shit. All new to this. Reach out. We'll chat. I know people. I know people who.
Reach out, I'll send you feet pictures.
Yeah, use. I'll. Yeah. Well, no. Reach out.
Use promo code KingFeet. Royal toes. You know what? I'll fucking even paint my toenails like royal blue. Just
Toes are like.
Just.
No, I was gonna
He's
say.
not
I
wrong.
know people who know people who know things. So, reach out. We'll talk. Maybe we can find you a solution.
Oh God, it smells like hobbit feet in here.
Gross.
Oh man.
Sorry.
I can't escape it either. I'm being punished for being on the road all day and eating road food.
Oof, road food.
It's not good.
I think Push Paintball also had some stuff on sale. I think they were doing a Black Friday gig. Let's take a look.
Cool.
Maybe not. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were just showing off some of their stuff.
I saw a post of a guy the other day on one of the groups saying that he had waited 2 years for Ants Gear to send him his product. So he emailed them, and like minutes later, the product was sent. And I'm sitting there laughing, going, "Yeah, that sounds about
I would
right.
never
Ants
let it
Gear
go
takes
that
some."
long.
Yeah, I was really surprised. It must have been something on back order, but like 2 years, like what the fuck?
Wait, Chris, are you talking
No,
you like
no,
want to
no.
order 100 lenses at a time?
Cool.
Because that might. One second here, bud. Give me 2 seconds here to.
Oh no, now he's doing something. He's crunching numbers. Look what you went and did now.
Not crunching numbers. What are you talking about? Paintball mask, parts, paintball lens. I need. Oops.
Rama. Wait, is that Terry?
No, that's me typing. So yeah, Push does have a bunch of stuff on sale. I'm tempted to switch over to a Push mask. Like, I've been rocking the Dye mask for I don't know how long now, but I am very tempted to swap over to the Push mask. They're just pretty. I don't know. There's something about them, but. Chris, send a PM, send a private message my way, because we're gonna take a look at some stuff. We're gonna figure something out for you, because I think we can help, or at least I can put you in contact with somebody who can help. Alpha says he wants the Black Samurai Bunker King's mask to Push unite. Those are both. Wait, what? I want some Black Samurai Bunker King's mask to Push unite. Maybe it's supposed to be Aura Push unite. Those are both awesome companies. Yes, both great companies. I would love to see some more stuff from them. Unite's doing great, Push is doing great. I'd like to see some more stuff coming out of Bunker King's, just because I feel like they have got that mentality that I've been hoping would come back into paintball, like that, he went from the Black Samurai Bunker Kings to Push. Gotcha. Just Push and Bunker Kings both are bringing that, like, aggressive style back, I guess. Like, it's not all super sleek and sexy. They've kind of got a little bit of that aggressive look to them, and I love that. I love it. You know, I need a new mask. I need everything. I need new to everything. Just everything. Look at my fucking cats behind me.
I'm not going to lie. I had so much fun playing in jorts this year.
Dude, man, Infamous has some like dope looking shorts.
Really?
Yeah. They got some great, great paintball shorts. Who else had them? Might have been Bunker King.
The slides.
Yeah, I think Bunker
King. Oh, do I like those? And they got 10% off right now.
There we go, right? So that's super cool.
Yeah, because I really enjoyed playing in shorts just because I wasn't so, like, overheated this year.
Yeah, for sure. And especially with, like, it's not just having half your legs uncovered. You also get a little bit of airflow up. A little bit, you know what I mean? Like, shorts are great. They're awesome. You get a little bit, everything gets aired out a little bit. It's a little more comfortable. I mean, I wouldn't mind switching to shorts, but I feel like I would be, I don't know. I don't think I could do it. As comfortable as it would be, I don't know if I could do it. Don't know why.
I'm used to getting whacked in the legs pretty hard, so after a little while, you kind of...
You're just like, it is what it is.
Right?
Yeah. I've got decent pants. I don't know if they're going to... Hopefully, they'll fit by the summer. Or fit better, anyways. But, I need to look at everything, man. It's wild. It sucks. It costs so goddamn much money, but I just don't have the cash right now. I mean, okay, realistically, I could go with, say, like, something simple, like an ETHA 3, right? Could go through the ETHA 3 road.
ETHA 3.
You know, slap a loader on that, and away we go. But they're just...
That would be... They are fucking smoking markers, dude.
I know. And I'd probably, really and nice. I would go mech, I think. I would shave off that extra couple of dollars and just go with the mech. Because I don't need...
Oh, man.
I don't need a full... I don't need anything crazy. I don't need anything wild, right? I'm not going to be competing. I am washed out. Holy shit, my camera needs to be fixed up.
That's what I said this year. I said it, I've been saying it for years, and I've been bitching and moaning about it, but this year I just finally fucking went and did it and went all mech.
Mm.
All of my electros are hung up and put away and are going to look really nice when they're displayed. My King of Bane ball marker that I got from Kenny. We've got a couple other, like my A5 that I got from Rhino. I'll hang those up, but I'm not going to be using them. I find that my mag feds are mag fed, mm-hmm. so no electro. I'm not going to go and start putting in electro like auto kits in a fucking T15 because I have enough problems in my life that I don't need to have that. My shocker fires by all reputation, by everyone who's fired it, say that it fires just as good as a cocker. Mm-hmm. I don't know well enough. Like, I'll never outgrow my shockers because that's more gun than I'll ever need. But at the same time, I goddamn. Actually, on my paintball wish list, I'll send you the link. I might have sent you the pictures of those grips. They're wooden grips.
I've seen those.
That these guys, oh my God, they make them for the shocker. I'd get them in sandalwood and just oil them so that they're almost black, like dark, 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 dark sandalwood. And I think they would look just maybe a paint job for my All-American, which feels like sacrilege considering it's like a fucking team gun that's field played. And I'm just like, maybe I'll get it anodized. Fuck them. It's a shocker. It's not like I'm selling it. I'm going to keep it. I don't intend to get rid of it, I mean, but
it was, yeah. I mean, it was a field gun. It was played. There'll be another set next year.
Oh yeah. And that was a few years old too. Yeah. I would love to know whose gun it was.
Yeah. What team played?
I really would. All Americans.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I think it was from a 5 or a 10 man mech series. Gas Man knows. I have to ask him.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool and all, but it's not like, I don't know. It's not like it was in the World Cup or anything, you know. Like, so it's not sacrilege to just be like, fuck it, let's get it fixed up.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't mind getting it fixed up, but then I think about like if somebody had a Legion, like one of the Legion markers, and they fucking redid it, I'd be like, why are you doing
that? Yeah, those are beautiful to start with. So, yeah, you wouldn't touch
that. Like, the guys who love the All-Americans, I can get it. I'm not American. So that was the only reason I would sell it, is if somebody was really, like, they're really into the All-Americans. Like, here you go, fuck. Like, you should get me another one. Like, we'll trade it. Like, I don't fucking care. I'd love to see it get used more, because I intend to spend next year really breaking in my shocker. Just giving it a really good treatment next year. Mm-hmm. Wee Nolan got a hold of it the last couple of weeks of the field, and he went wild. He was so happy. He just tossed me his LV1.6. That makes sense?
Yep.
Like, that thing rips. But I wasn't as impressed with it as I was with my shocker. The only thing I don't like is that on the All-American, when you pull the trigger, the bolt stays back. Then you release. With mine, you pull the trigger and it leaks because you're holding the bolt back.
Yeah.
But on the one with the All-American, you hold the trigger back and the bolt just stays back. It doesn't go forward till you release, and then it resets the bolt.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's more, gives you better shot control. So you're just like, you know what you're doing.
That's why I like that. Right. Other shocker better than mine, but again, we've had trouble with it, so maybe I should have got Cat last time. Maybe next time someone goes south, or if I go traveling, I'll bring it with me. It's not like I can shoot anything anyways.
Sorry, yeah, I'm just taking a look at a few things here. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have any issue with it. Get it anodized. You can even get them powder coated too. There's
yeah, I just make sure that I keep a copy of the serial number. I'd at least make sure that I leave the serial number visible on it.
Sure.
I wouldn't get it anodized, but I want the serial to remain visible so that if I ever, you know, I sell it, at least I've got proof of what it was.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking to a guy when I was in Halifax who was doing powder coating bikes and rims. And
oh, cool.
It's like hard as nails powder coat. It doesn't crack, it doesn't scratch. He's like, you'd have to go at this thing. He's like, you'd have to go this with carbide to scratch it. I was like, oh shit, okay, cool. So yeah, and it was like, it was like $150.
Oh, okay, yeah, we're gonna have to get in touch with that cat.
Yeah,
for that price.
Yeah, he's a local dude in Halifax. He's done everything. Oh, he's powder coated everything and anything. He's like, I powder coated mugs. He's like, I can powder coat glass. He's like, it's hard, but I can do it. I was like, how the hell do you powder coat glass? He's like, carefully. You got to sandblast it, and then you got to use a particular type of paint. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I was like, cool, man. I was like, how many colors you got? He's like, I don't know, like 30,000. I was like, oh, is that all? Like, so it was pretty cool shit, man. Yeah, you have to look into it. I'm looking at Push's website right now. All their masks are on sale. Like, hopefully there'll be another big sale at the beginning of the season. Something will kick off, hopefully, which would be great. But who knows? Who knows? Because I've got life and whatnot happening. So we'll see if I can actually get out in this early part of the summer. Anyways, I should be able to be fine by like June, but up until then, it's going to be a little hit or miss. So,
yeah, well, it's going to be kind of the same for me too. I intend to live very quietly for the next 6 to 8 months.
Yes.
This echo will be gone from my office and this plain blue shitty wall. This will be gone next week. Next show actually will be in the, I'll be in the new place. So Frankie will be a little bit closer. He's looking like absolutely fucking adorable. I don't even know what to do with this cat other than enjoy his company because he's very floofy. And he's figured out that like she's not coming back. The other cat's not here. And the boy leaves every week for like an extended period of time. So I think he's figured it out that he better not fuck around with me.
There you go.
Because people be getting cut like Survivor in this bitch.
So motherfuckers getting voted like, off the island.
Motherfuckers are getting kicked out of here. I best behave. I best be extra cuddly and cute. My sister's just like, I've never seen him this friendly before. I'm like, because motherfucker's unnoticed. He knows it.
Yeah, he knows what's going to happen. I wonder if we're going to see anything. Speaking of like wanting stuff for paintball and wanting some new shit, I wonder if we're going to see anything come out of Paintball Extravaganza this year, or I guess next year. It'll be February. Because, I mean, World Cup, we saw a lot of stuff get announced. But again, paintball's getting to that point now where it's, where do you go? What's the next step, right? We've refined everything to the point where you can't refine it any further. And it's, you shave a gram here, you shave a couple of, you know,
yeah, grams there. Yeah, we've said that before.
And I mean, we're seeing some creative stuff come through, like HK Army showing off the, like, the double helix barrels. So, like, instead of just, like, the standard porting, they're cutting like a groove and it looks really sharp and they're coming back with like the colors and stuff. So we're seeing make more like creative aesthetics, which I'm loving seeing the new looks of everything. The barrel kits. I mean, it's a barrel kit.
Exactly. It's how neat are you going to make your shit look?
Yeah. That's
what's coming now. Yeah. And that's great.
No, yeah. There's like, nothing wrong with it. I think it's great.
The tactical guys get to look tactical. Why can't the Speedy Boys look fucking fancy as all balls too? I'm going to say it though, for you Lux lads, that Ripper is some ugly shit. Wait. Like it's all ridged and shit. Snake has one. I think Hollywood had one and it's ribbed. Like it looks like an alien, like H.R. Giger ribbed.
Oh yes. Yeah.
I shit on Corey all the time because his is ugly. The color just doesn't do anything for me. It looks like puke green, but it's also that ribbing just does nothing for me.
It looks like something off of now, Bad Dragon's website. Especially with the bright colors.
Maybe we can get sponsored by them.
That'd be fun.
I would be down with being sponsored by Bad Dragon. That's terrifying.
That in.
Barrel plugs. Matt wants a smoker from Santa Claus. I too would love somebody to bring me smoked food from Santa Claus. I don't need a smoker, but I would love to have somebody like smoke me a big brisket.
I mean, motherfuckers got enough
color. So if I wanted something, you know what? I wouldn't want the smoker. I would want the meat slicer.
Ooh, there we
go. I would want like a good meat slicer just so I can get like, I don't like bologna. I fucking hate bologna, but if you can slice that shit as thin as possible, like mortadella, and just fucking, and like stack that pile that high on a sandwich, okay, you might get me. But like just to go get a slap of fucking bologna and slap that on a sandwich, I'll go hungry.
Mm-mm.
I won't
all
eat right
that.
Now.
All about that.
No, and no shade. I know plenty of people who love fucking bologna. I've seen people eat peanut butter and bologna. Yeah, I've seen some weird shit. Not personally my thing. I think this is I feel like there's a whole bunch of lies being told every time somebody serves bologna.
That's why it's called bologna.
I know. I'm aware that's the joke.
Yeah, I can't keep looking at this Lux. This Lux X Ripper is just gross.
It's just it's offensive. It's like looking at a fucking Pontiac Aztec.
Oh, that's.
I feel like I need to file a restraining order for my eyes.
Yikes! Yeah, that one's a bit gnarly. Oh, the cops are going by.
Also, not going to one of your buildings. You're okay, buddy.
They best not be coming to my building because then I got to deal with it. Freak put something out really cool. Speaking, we were talking about like creative things.
Yes, it is, John.
Freak put out a the pod case.
I saw that. That was a fucking cool idea.
Right. It's a foam insert that slides into a standard pod, and then it holds your freak kit. Well, it holds your two barrel pieces and one insert is what it holds.
It was cute. It's a nice. You know what else holds my barrel kit really well? A sock. Wrap that shit up in there. We're good. Christ, at one point I was using one of Simon's actual socks. I put a string through it and I was using that as a barrel condom for a while till I blew the toe off. I'm like, oh, that's done. I'm like, I'm one of the girls like, oh my God, it's so cute. You're using your kid's sock. And I went, oh, that's the end of that. My wife's coming home wondering why half my kid's missing only one sock. The toes are all blown out.
Amazing.
Nah, that's a lie. My wife's not coming home.
Oh, savage.
Thank fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I wake you up? You lazy piece of shit. Go back to sleep. Fucking cat.
Where was I going with this? I forget now.
So, and I'm not getting invited to the next birthday party, I don't think.
No, probably not.
No, probably not.
So we talked a little bit about what we're doing for like what we want for paintball Christmas and all that jazz. And so one thing else we need to talk about is bringing back, because I don't think we did it last year, is
we did not.
Bringing back the, God, I am so washed out. I got to fix this camera. There's something wrong with it.
You look like translucent.
I know. It's bad, right?
You
it's bad.
Pasty motherfucker.
There, that helped a little bit. We're doing the Secret Santa again. We're gonna do Maritime Paintball Podcast Secret Santa. I'm gonna drop a link in the chat right now. We're also gonna share this around on all the social medias and all that jazz. But it's so it's just gonna be a basic gift exchange. Doesn't need to be paintball related, but we figure, you know, the paintball community likes to get together and all that. We thought, you know, Secret Santa would be kind of fun to do. We did it once before. It was a big success. Everyone had a blast. There are a couple of limits, you know, like we really don't want, you know, we don't want you to go like crazy with it, right? Like don't try and go spending a ton of cash. Like we want a budget of like $25. You sign up on Elfster.com. It will put all the names together. It'll do all the thing. And then you can even communicate with your Secret Santa without knowing who you're talking to through the website, which is pretty cool. That way you can talk to them and be like, hey, like what's a good thing to get you? Yada, yada, yada. And, it's pretty cool. Last, when we did this, I got a beard bead kit, which had a beard, bunch of,
put beads in your beard.
Yeah. Put beads in my beard, which, was really cool to play around with, but I couldn't get the hang of getting the beads onto my beard properly. Like the beads were very tiny, and I think they were meant for a smaller beard than mine.
A small child.
Maybe. But and it's
child size beard.
It's just, you know, sending stuff through the mail. It's just a fun little.
It's fun to get shit in the mail.
Exactly.
That's not a bill or a summons to court.
Exactly, right? It's fun to get something that's not jury duty. And it'll just be, you know, it'll be a fun little way to bridge that gap. And anyways, if you don't want to take part, don't take part. But if you do, you do. And it's a good time. It'll be fun. and tie up the beard with beads in the beard like a Viking or Skull. So here's, okay.
You're trying to decide how much of the story you want to tell, because I know this story.
Wait, which story?
Your beard being beaded?
Well, I mean, I won second place in a beard competition by putting beads in my beard.
I don't think that's the
one. I was going to say that the beard beads thing, as fun as it is, I have to tread carefully. Because as somebody with a big beard who has had a beard for many a year, I get lumped in with all the people who watched the show Vikings and then decided to grow out beards. So it's like, if I put beads into my beard, I've had the beard this length for almost a decade. Like easily 7+ years. If I put beards in this beard, it's because I've had this beard for ages. And a lot of people are just like, oh, they watch the show Vikings and they grew out their beard and then they shave the sides of their head. And then they're just like, I'm a Viking. It's like, actually, a Viking is a job.
Actually.
The Viking's a job.
Actually.
It's not a group of people. Anyways, I'm not going to go on that rant. What I do want to talk about, though, is we need to figure out what we're going to do for a Christmas special or a holiday special, because we meant to do one last year, and
life found a way.
It crashed and burned. It was fucking terrible. I was not happy with it. I was not happy with the quality. So I want to do bigger and better this year. I was thinking, and you've been to my home, we should do the baking show.
You do have a much better kitchen for baking.
Mm-hmm.
I do say. Yes, I think we should do a baking episode. Bake something. I like this. We're going to do kind of what we planned last year, but we're just going to do it right.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do a couple of different things. We'll bake multiple things. We'll, whatever. We'll
get baked.
I mean, and the thing is like,
I know what I'm making, so I've already decided. I know what I'm baking. Don't worry about it.
Beautiful.
We're going to get fucked up.
Oh. So I'm thinking we do that. We do, we'll set the camera system up properly. We'll get it working properly. And I don't know, we'll figure out some sort of multi-feed system or whatnot. Or maybe not. Who cares? And it'll be great. It'll be a ton of fun. I think that's what we need to do.
Yeah, I think a little fun is definitely in order. I've got ideas. I'm thinking, I know some people in Fredericton that like to party, that would love to come for something like this, because it's not going to be like a party. It's going to be, you know, a chill event where we're chilling out, we're baking stuff and getting baked and going to do some testing. So it'll be a lot of fun. I know a couple guys, maybe we can even get the legendary Big Black Sam.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
To come and visit us. Yeah. Because again, I think we're going to have to do a mobile part of that episode or a mobile episode and just go into the Rip Kings and visit Big Black Sam.
Sure.
And introduce him to the world of the Maritime Paintball podcast.
Oh, I have, I have ideas. I have ideas. We need to chat. I have ideas.
Oh, I know. I know. I can see your little brain working over there. I can hear it clicking from here. That's not my mouse.
Dale says, I'll get my EMF. Fuck off. I hate thee. The EMF.
You salty bitch.
I really am. I you know what it
Captain
is?
Captain fucking salinity over here.
You know what
here.
It is, though? It's like the Grand Tour meme where it's just like, I like this.
This is great.
Yeah. Yeah. What is it? Yeah. This is great.
I like this, but this is great.
This is great. Exactly. It's like EMF. I like the EMF. I like what it is. I like how good it is. But everything else is over here because this is great. You know? Yeah. So. Yeah, we'll definitely gotta.
Also, we have been testing out a new AI editing system to kind of throw out some TikToks, throw out some shit that we're
yeah.
that we talk about. So if you've seen those, thanks for checking them out. Some of them are incredibly shitty because our sound is bad, because we're a terrible show. But every so often, we gleam gold. And so keep an eye out for that stuff on the socials. You're going to see the show might kind of tighten up a little bit, might be a little shorter, because we want to be able to use the maximum amount of footage to torment you people with our constant presence on the internet. It's nothing personal. We're going to still think of those extra 15 minutes as like a Patreon special, just for being here live with us on Thursday nights at 8:30 Maritime time. You guys can get kind of the full flavor, the full.
Well, here's the thing is I figured out an editing flow.
Oh,
that I can upload the entirety of the show, and then I can very easily edit down and then add in, edit down and then use the other system, which is great. So you're really not,
it's okay. You don't need it.
You're not going to miss a whole hell of a lot.
Notice that I found my...
I noticed that.
My sweaty cunt.
Oh, gross.
It's sweaty. It's moist.
It's been worked.
It's a well-loved piece. It's a well-loved article of clothing of mine. No question.
It has seen some things. It has seen the inside of many a school.
Thanks for getting me put on the list. genuinely thank you, right? Well, there goes my fucking contract work for the next few years.
Yeah. Jeez. I think we're gonna end the show there, because we need to figure out this Christmas special. I have some ideas. I want to bounce off you before I lose them. But folks,
yep.
Thanks for hanging out with us, for chit-chatting, liking and sharing and commenting and all that jazz. If you have any suggestions, any guests or topics you would love to have on the show, please let us know. You can always reach out to us on social media, Maritime Paintball Podcast, or shoot us an email at maritimepaintballpodcast@outlook.com. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do me a favor, leave us a review. It really does help. You have no idea. It actually really does. It'd be great. Truly appreciate it. But that's it. We're out of here. So, folks, thank you so much for hanging out with us. And until next week, cheers.
Toodles.